بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب التحذير من ارتكاب ما نهى الله جل جلاله أو رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عنه. This coming towards the end of the kitab, though there is still one big chapter left, but now is the warning that a person must not do those things which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us from doing and what His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has prohibited us from doing. That is, the kitab has been done, all the various aspects of deen have been done. Now a warning is sounded in this chapter that a person should not break the laws of Allah Ta'ala which have come to be known to a person. And to compensate also, in a way, the next chapter is that a person should make tawbah. If a person has made any mistakes, the doors of tawbah are always open for him. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, those people who oppose the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala's commands, the commandments which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave, those people who oppose them should be aware that some calamity or a grievous punishment will afflict them. That is, Allah Ta'ala will take a person to task even in this world. That the conditions that we are suffering is basically because of this. That generally, we as the Muslims, we are disobeying the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ Allah warns you about Himself. That is, don't break His commands. In the previous ayat was, don't break the commands of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this ayat, though beware, be careful, don't break the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ بَطْعَشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ That undoubtedly the grasp of your Lord is severe indeed. If a person has to put his punishment on a person, then that person suffers the consequences very seriously. Therefore, a person should be regular with tawbah and istighfar. We are human beings, we do make our mistakes, but we must be very regular with tawbah and istighfar. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala, if He has to take a person to task, that will be very severe for him. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ That such is the grasp of your Lord, of Allah Ta'ala, when He seizes a town that is oppressive. Indeed, His grasp is painful and severe. That is, when Allah Ta'ala, as a individual, if a person breaks the laws of Allah and he carries on and he does not make tawbah, Allah gives him lot of respite. But then when Allah takes him to task, He takes him to task very severely. And in the same way, a whole community, a town, a country, or even the whole world, like finally when Qiyamah will come, it will all come when people will be breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala openly and flagrantly. So the more we stay away from breaking the laws of Allah, as it makes made very clear in many ayat, then Allah's rahmat and barakat descends, and people see ease and comfort in their life. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الله تعالى يغار Allah تبارك وتعالى he becomes discontent. He has also got his, so to say, feelings, just like a person who is the father in the house and the children go against his commandments and they are going completely out of hand, then he also punishes them. A person who is a boss in a workplace, and when the workers do not work, he might tolerate them to such some extent. They ask for forgiveness, they correct themselves, he will accept them. But when they do doing things over the limit, and all various types, For example, hardly coming to work, like if we don't come for namaz, for example, or if they are coming and they are stealing, as it comes in the hadith, a person steals in his namaz also when he doesn't make it properly, then which boss will tolerate him? So in the same way, Allah also does not tolerate this. When a person makes tawbah, istighfar, then and he corrects himself, he is accepted. Otherwise, if we keep on breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala also has got this ghayrat in him, that he doesn't see this for all the time. He gives lot of respite, lot of respite. Wa ghayrat Allah, and what is this discontent of Allah, this ghayrat of Allah Ta'ala, ayyati al-mar'u ma harram Allahu alayhi, that a person does that which Allah has made haram upon him. Like for example, there are certain crimes which are capital crimes, which are treason for the government. They are very severe and hard on those crimes. Other crimes, they will give some small punishment. But for major, major crimes, you revolt against the government will take the most strongest action against you. So they're breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that also Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate. But Allah is that merciful being that He gives a lot of respite. And we should not take advantage of that, but we should make tawbah and istighfar and correct our lives.